Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Nearly everything that we say or sing in our worship service comes from somewhere in the Bible. This morning, you heard the story and the surrounding context of the Nunc Dimittis. This is the canticle that we sing right after we have all received the very body and blood of our Lord, after we have received the forgiveness, life, and salvation that is given to us there. We sing the song of Simeon, the song of a man who had been informed that he would not die until he had seen the Christ child. The song of a man who was praising the Lord who had fulfilled his promise. The song of a man who was now ready to die. So let's jump into this song and hear again the truth that God speaks to us there. The song starts by telling us who we're singing to. In this case, it is the Lord, that is, God, Father, Son, and Spirit. It's an interesting exercise when you're going through the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that we use in worship to determine exactly who the song is being sung to. Of course, most often it is God himself. But occasionally, we are singing to each other or to creation or to the world. Here, though, we sing to the Lord, who orders our days. Here we sing to our Lord, now you are letting your servants depart in peace. When Simeon sang this, he was telling his Lord that he was now ready to die. He had seen God the Son in the flesh, just as God the Spirit had promised him. He was able to see his salvation and his Lord face to face, and he knew what that meant. It meant that God had sent the Messiah to make peace with man by offering himself up for our sin. It meant that Simeon was forgiven, that he was saved, that eternal life was his, and the coming of Jesus means all of that for you as well. Eating the bread, which is the body of Jesus, and drinking the wine, which is the blood of Christ, in order to receive the forgiveness of your sins that is offered there, means that all of those things are now yours as well. We know this because of the very same reason that Simeon did. According to your word, we say that all the time in the Apostles' Creed, right? According to the scriptures. Sometimes when we say something like that, we are sort of implying that we are skeptical about what was said. For instance, well, according to the evolutionists, the earth is billions of years old. It's not, and I let you know that by saying according to. But that's the exact opposite of how Simeon, or we, use this phrase in this song and in the creed. Here, since the information we are speaking about is according to the word, that is, according to scripture, it is true. Simeon believed the word of God, and his faith was vindicated when Jesus showed up at the temple that day. In the same way, we believe in the scriptures, and we shall be vindicated when the Lord comes again on the last day. Simeon continues with the reason why he can now depart in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation. I already talked about this, but it's worth saying it again. Simeon saw his Lord with his own eyes. He laid his own hands upon Jesus. His faith was proven true. His hope was fulfilled. God proved himself to be faithful and true yet again. And he does the exact same thing for you every time you come to receive the forgiveness through his body and blood. And wonder of wonders, this forgiveness, this salvation that we and Simeon receive isn't only for some people. God has prepared his salvation for all peoples. Jesus came for the entire world, and Simeon recognized this. He knew that salvation was about more than just the Jews, though the Jews were certainly included in it if they believed in Jesus. But Jesus wasn't here only for the Jews. He came as a light for revelation, even to the Gentiles. Before Jesus came, revelation, that is, the revealing of knowledge from God, came through the Jews and their ancestors. All the prophets were Jewish, and nearly all of them were for revelation to the Jews. But now, with Jesus' arrival, revelation would come to all peoples, Jews and Gentiles alike. Now all people would hear the truth of God's word, and they wouldn't have to become Jews to receive it. Which isn't to say that God has forgotten the Jews. The arrival of Jesus is the arrival of the glory of Israel. No other people can claim that Jesus came from them. No other people can claim that they believed in the coming Messiah before he even arrived. Jesus, who is an Israelite, is the Savior of the world and is God. He is the true glory of that people, and we should acknowledge that, even though many of his own people do not, which is something we need to guard ourselves against as well. The Jews had the truth. Simeon clearly knew exactly what to expect and believe in the word. You also have the truth. You have heard it time and time again. You've heard what he accomplished while he was here. Through his death on the cross and his rising from the dead 3 days later, he earned forgiveness, life, and salvation for you. Do not abandon this truth, no matter what else you hear. Sing the Nunc Dimittis. Believe the words coming out of your mouth. Trust in the Lord who has delivered your salvation to you through his body and blood. Trust in the Lord who vindicated Simeon's faith in him, for he will prove your faith true as well. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.